This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we were talking with Sue, who, she's with a dude that has some baggage. Let's just put it that way. He has some emotional baggage, he has some legal baggage, he has some sexual baggage, and I'm saying, Sue, the issue is not him at this moment, the issue is you, that you also are coming into a situation where you haven't checked your baggage either, that you really have not been without a dude in your life for some very long time. And you're going to make different decisions if you can feel some confidence in your ability to function and to be happy by yourself. Doesn't mean you have to be on house arrest. Doesn't mean you can't hang out with people. But dating right now, being in an emotional and or sexual relationship, is just going to be blinding to some work that obviously needs to be done, not only on an emotional basis, but on a professional basis. You need to have your work situation stabilized so you know that you can support yourself, that you're doing meaningful work, that you feel that your life makes some sense. Maybe, you know, I've been talking a lot about education today. Maybe it's a great opportunity to go take a course and meet some like-minded people, to get in an exercise regimen, to do some volunteer work, to maybe do some traveling, to do things that appeal to you that you don't have to negotiate with somebody. And if you don't want to do it by yourself, join a sports group or join go to meet up or take a trip with other people. You don't have to be by yourself. But right now, dating is going to distract you from self-reliance and from pursuing your job that you need to focus on right now.
Yeah, that's very true. Because out of fear, even though
Well, what are you fearful about? What is it that...
I'm okay. I'm okay financially, but the big house I have is difficult right now to support because of some things that happened financially to me. Even though I'll be trying for the rest of my life, I probably just have to downsize. But due to the fear, I absolutely
have... But Sue, I keep asking, you keep throwing that word like it's real, and I'm saying, what are you fearful about?
Maybe I had fear that I couldn't handle the big house myself with my income, and I asked him to move in with me, and he turned around and he said, I don't know you well enough to live with you.
Well, good for him. Thank goodness.
Yes.
So if you want a roommate, is your house set up so that you could have somebody you were not sleeping with? Could you get a female roommate or a male that you weren't a student or something? I mean, is your house set up that you could actually have a roommate there?
Yes. And I'm
well, then do that.
I know, because out of fear, you then come talk.
No, Sue, you have to stop doing that. You have to stop doing it to me because it's irritating the daylights out of me. You have to stop doing it to yourself because you believe in this crap. Fearful about what? You just said, I didn't know if I could handle the house by myself, so we've already figured out a way to sort that out. So instead of allowing yourself to say, boogeyman, say, what is it specifically I'm fearful about? And then you solve the problem about it, as opposed to this kind of sloppy, emotionally messy kind of situation you're getting yourself into. You don't want to lead your life that way because it's a train wreck. And then you have some legitimate issues to sort of say, wow, that was really stupid. But it doesn't have to be. All you have to do is decide that you're going to problem solve, that you're doing just fine. You don't have a roommate. I don't know what the financial situation is. You're giving me a very mixed message about it. You're saying, on the one hand, it worries me. On the other hand, I'm doing fine. So it is one or the other.
I am doing okay if I sell my house. And go to something.
Well, the question is then, do you want to get a roommate or do you want to sell your house? Which do you want to do?
Right. But I don't know yet.
Well, then what are the factors that you need to sort out? I mean, it may be that you want to advertise for a roommate. see who shows up, see how much they're willing to pay, and then make your decision on that basis. It certainly doesn't hurt to put your house on the market, depending on where you live and the average time that it takes to sell a house. It, most places, it's not very fast, so it may, you can do both. And because you put a house on the market, doesn't mean you actually have to sell it.
Okay, yes. Yes. And I, in the beginning, I heard you, you know, I know about your rule. I've listened to you for many years. And right from the beginning, I said, this is not what I should be doing. I didn't know when I went on the blind date that he was just separated.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. You hadn't been by yourself long enough, so it didn't make any difference what he was doing one way or the other.
Well, I wanted someone, you know, out of their relationship.
But you weren't out of yours long enough, so it really doesn't. I hear that it's really not the first person this has happened to. But even if he was legitimate, which he wasn't, you're not.
Right. And he might have said it, and the place was crowded, and I didn't hear it. My girlfriend said, I know he told you that night at dinner that he was separated, but he kept calling her his ex. I assumed divorce. And then
but you're never going to assume it again. You're always going to ask from now on.
Okay. You're right. Never assume. But now I really have a lot of strong feelings for him.
It doesn't make any difference what the strong feelings are. He's not available right now. You can go ahead and fantasize about him as far as I'm concerned. You just can't be involved with him because he's not available right now, and you're not ready. So view it as
because
you can write yourself
a...
He's not divorced.
Right. And get it through my head.
Not to mention, I mean, this is not a guy who moves. I mean, he moves at the speed of glacier ice. He's got a problem with impotence. He's got a problem with, and impotence can be as much, and in his particular case, I'm sure there is a legitimate physiological basis, but there's also a psychological basis. And why do you want to do that? I mean, if the two of you had been together for 5 years, you were crazy about each other, it was great. And then this happened. That's one thing. That isn't what you're talking about here. You're talking about a guy who's no more ready to be in a relationship than Tinkerbell is. So he's Tinkerbell, and you're Tinkerbell.
You were with an infinite guy for 5 years. My husband was sick and on his medication. My son said you were with an infinite guy for 10 years. Why would you be dating someone impotent? But my son said to me, "Said you're too young for this."
Well, I mean, it's not even, I mean, the point is that his impotence is perhaps the best part about him right now. He's not available for you. He's still married. He's emotionally impotent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So don't date anybody right now. Don't go looking for anybody right now. Go find yourself. Go get your job in order. Decide what you're going to do about your house. Decide if you want a roommate. Decide if you want to travel, decide if you want to take a course, decide if you want to do some volunteer activities, if you want
to
do sports.
I volunteer, and I'm going to a friend's wedding in the Keys shortly. So I'm going to a destination wedding. I work out all the time. I do meditation, yoga.
Great.
I have friends.
All right, so get a job and take some courses and see what the next year of your life is. Yeah, take care of yourself. And whenever you have the F word showing up, just say, "What am I fearful about?" And make yourself look.
And how do I approach this now with him? Well, you know, like, he was going to take me to Aruba the other time.
No, he's not taking you to Aruba. You could take yourself to Aruba.
Yes, and I notice he hasn't ordered the ticket.
No, and
he's
not going to.
He's not going to take it.
He's not going to. And we don't care. If he showed up with round-trip tickets to the moon, we don't care at this moment. He's not available. Take yourself to Aruba and dance with everybody at the wedding and go home by yourself and then decide maybe you'd like to stay in Aruba and work on your job because your job will give you even more emotional independence. It's not only emotional independence. It'll give you access to other adults on a non-sexual basis that you can go out for a drink and talk to, and you'll be fine. Just stay away from men who are potent or impotent at this point, and let this guy go. Tell him to call you in a year after he's divorced. All righty?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you so much, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, Sue. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Arnie, it absolutely is. And for those of you who are worried about whether or not Manny had ever had s'mores, he has. So there you go. Did you eat, do it with Hershey's, with almonds or without almonds?
Without, because I'm allergic to almonds.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we can watch you just a little puff up. Is it all nuts or just,
pretty much peanuts, walnuts, almonds, cashews, pistachios.
Macadamia?
Yep.
Wow. Can I have the ones that you can't eat?
Yeah, sure.
Those are my fave. Okay. In this day in history, we've been so busy. Pardon me, we haven't gotten to it. And during the Revolutionary War, this is the day that word of the United States Declaration of Independence reaches London. Now, you may think, well, BFD, but that's not true, because remember that we had this long kind of strange history. It vaguely reminds me of my story of when I was at Rice, that we presented a petition about freedom of speech, freedom of the press, which it had nothing to do with it. Turns out the editor-in-chief of the Rice Thresher, it took me years after I graduated to realize that was a pun, a bad pun, but nevertheless, was eating donuts, and he wasn't supposed to eat any food in the office, and so they put him on after they told him not to do it, and he did it again, they put him on academic probation. So we picketed because we had everything better to do. And we said it was freedom of the press, which of course it was not. It was freedom of the donut. But nevertheless, and so we just told the president of the university that we were going to present a petition to his office at 3 o'clock. And so he just arranged not to be there. That's how you deal with kind of feisty adolescents. So it turns out with the Declaration of Independence that we sort of told King George that we weren't going to do this. All right, we said, first of all, we're not going to go to war. We'll just figure this out. And you have to remember, there wasn't email, there wasn't telephones, there wasn't telegraph. It took a while. You know, you had to send somebody across the ocean in a boat with a message. All right? So you're talking about months. So we said, okay, here's the deal. We're not going to go to war. We'll work this out. And then everybody here got together and said, oh, no, we're going to go to war. And that's the whole thing of King George saying, I'm going to show my love by sending armed regiments to kill your friends and family to remind you of my love. George did not take this well. And you have to remember, a large part of the country were still Tories, that they thought we should still be Britain. So this is the day, somehow, London got the idea that, okay, they're serious about this. And then they went to Nova Scotia and used that as a landing base, as a jumping off point to send British troops to the United States, because we were the terrorists. You have to remember, we were. You know, why we didn't learn anything about Vietnam from our own history is not clear to me. But we didn't. Because we were the terrorists. We were the ones who knew the land. We had sharpshooters. There was the world's most powerful army and navy was against us. But we knew the land, and we were snipers. We would hid behind rocks and barns, and we would withdraw because we knew that they were a superior force. And why we can't remember that when we do this when we're the superior force to the rest of the world? That's how we got to be independent. We forget all that. That's why I do history, is because all the lessons are there. Speaking of which, in 1948, Candid Camera, Alan Funt, remember, makes his television debut. He was married to Betty White at one point. Why do I know this stuff? It turned out that it was that Candid Camera, which I did not know, debuted a year before that as Candid Microphone. Now, I'm just barely old enough to know about Candid Camera, because it was sort of in its last legs when I was a kid. Alan Funt would go and he would fill up, I'm trying to remember one of the thing I remember most, which may not even have happened, who knows, that he was trying, he went, goes to a filling station and fills up a car, and they have a fake gas tank so he can go on for a very long time to fill up the tank, and it doesn't fill up, and they have hidden recordings, that the camera's hidden, and so he says, gee, can you help me with this, and said, oh, you're on, and the punchline was, so you're on Candid Camera. So for years, when anybody would punk anybody else, that's what it was, punking, but it was punking before they called it that, they would just say, where's the camera? Am I on Candid Camera? You couldn't blow out candles, all sorts of things like that. So it was, as I said, it was original punking. On this day in 1949, Truman signed the National Security Act Amendment, streamlining the defense agencies of the government, replacing the Department of War with the Department of Defense. A lot of people think that was one of the original lies, that it was not really a Defense Department, it was a Department of War, but they changed the name. Did that change its function? Up for debate. On this day, speaking of war, the first use in Vietnam of Agent Orange by the U.S. Army. Not a great day. This whole week is a little iffy. On this day in 1977, David Berkowitz, I didn't realize he was only 24. Did you know that do you know who David Berkowitz was?
Son of Sam, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
He was only 24. He was a postal worker. And he, a series of killings in the New York area over a period of a year. Do you know how they finally got him? I just happen to know this.
I can't remember. Well,
a parking ticket.
Yeah, that is what it was.
A parking ticket.
I remember Spike Lee directed Son of Sam, which was based on the Son of Sam.
Yep. You know? I didn't realize he was that young.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, I thought he was in his 30s. Parking ticket. Nobody in New York has cars. In 1981, this is an icky story. The America's Most Wanted with John Walsh. Did you know that he started that because his son?
I do remember that. Yeah.
They beheaded him. Did you know that?
That part I did not know.
I didn't either.
I do remember.
I knew they murdered him.
Yeah, I knew. I do remember his son being abducted, and that was how he ended up starting the show. And
But they beheaded him.
Wow.
This is not a great day in history. This whole week. Yeah, it's one of those things that just be careful, drink a lot of water, don't cross anybody. On this day in 1995, Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols are indicted for the bombing. Michael 48 pleads guilty in a plea bargain for his testimony, Oklahoma City bombing. It was one of those things, this is one of the things that makes you believe or makes me believe that if it doesn't happen to you, it doesn't happen. That every year since, for certainly at least the last decade, on September 11th, one of my questions as a broadcaster who's heard nationally as well as internationally is, what do I do about that day? Because for New Yorkers, it's a crucial day. Everybody knows about it. But for the rest of the country and the rest of the world, not as much. And I've actually had people who call and say, okay, it's time to move on. And if I said to you, what day was the Oklahoma City bombing? Most people, unless you live in Oklahoma, could not tell you when it is. So it's one of those things. If it doesn't happen to you, it doesn't happen. So I just, and this is certainly something that had to do with the entire world. But April 19th, 1995. Did you know that?
Did not.
See, it's not anything that just except to say if it doesn't happen to you, it doesn't happen. Or it doesn't happen on the same level. 855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avelox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yvette, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Well, hello, Dr. Joy. How are you? I absolutely love your program.
Well, thanks, Yvette. How am I going to help you today?
I'm calling from South Carolina, and I am calling about rewarding the children for grade.
Okay.
Actually, in South Carolina, we call them behavior bucks. And they're not just rewarded just for grades. They're rewarded for almost anything that they can do in school, whether their attitude is great, their academics have improved, but they can't spend them until the end of the year. And then the school has a particular store, and the parents donate items, and they're allowed to use them towards the purchase of those items.
Huh. Now, do you have kids? Are you a teacher? Are you a parent?
I'm a parent, and okay. I do. I actually have four children, two that are out of school,
okay,
and two that are still in. And it has really motivated, for the most part, it really motivates them. They look forward to getting those behavior bucks.
All right, so you're in favor of it.
I'm in favor of it.
I mean, I sort of like the idea of the PTA sort of donating stuff and the kids being able to buy it. I mean, there's something kind of appealing. Now, what grades does this happen on?
Every grade from elementary school only.
Okay.
So I didn't mean every grade, but
it'd be really interesting to see whether the kids' grades fall off once they get to junior high school and they don't get the reward anymore, which is a little hard to tease out because elementary school is certainly harder. But so you're thinking it's a good idea. Did all four of your kids participate in this program?
Actually, the program wasn't implemented until my younger two.
Okay.
So my older two, they're pretty grown. They're like 20 and 21.
Okay.
But my younger two do have the benefit of the program, and they absolutely love it. It doesn't interfere one way or the other with their schoolwork.
Okay, and you feel that do you think that they make better grades because they're being rewarded, or they just think it's fun? Do you think they'd make the same grades whether they're rewarded or not?
I think they would make the same grades whether they were rewarded or not. They think it's fun.
Okay.
Well, on some level, they think it's appealing to show their teacher that they have an interest, and then for the most part, it does spark more of an interest.
Well, I mean, I think your point's well taken. For a 7-year-old, saying you get an A may not be nearly as valuable as saying you get a dollar and you can go buy something. So,
that's exactly right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, Yvette. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Tim, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Good afternoon, Doctor. I disagree with the schools giving phony money and allowing them to reward them that way. I think it's a parent's responsibility to reward their children for doing well. I know when I was in school, if I got a good report card, I got rewarded for it.
All right. So help me understand. So your complaint is not with the reward, but who gives the reward?
Exactly. It's the parent's responsibility to...
No, finish your sentence. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
I think it's the parent's responsibility to encourage their children to do well, to help them do well, and then reward them when they do well.
All right. Let me just ask you the question. Let's say that we've got two kids. Let's say that they're equally motivated or unmotivated. One parent's family makes twice or three times the amount of money that the other one does. So the one kid, let's talk junior high school. The one kid gets a Game Boy and the other kid gets a G.I. Joe action figure. I mean, do you think that would make any difference? I mean, the advantage about the school doing it is that it puts a level of, it kind of levels the playing field.
I disagree with that, though, because the playing field isn't level. Life is not level.
Well, I mean, we
grew up, our parents did the best they could with us with what they had, and the love and understanding and lessons in life they gave us was more important than, you know, my friend who went to high school, when he graduated, his parents gave him a brand new car.
Okay, but Tim, we're talking about this very specific kind of situation where kids are getting rewarded for grades or behavior. And I'm just saying if the school does it, then you've got the same criteria across the board and the same reward. If family does it, then you might have one family who, for example, would only give credit for A's, or I mean, it just seems to me.
Right,
that,
no, I understand your point. I think
the family could continue to do. I mean, that presumably a family that was interested in rewarding kids for grades or was going to give the kid a car could still do that. But for the kid who is in a different kind of environment, would still have the option of being rewarded for it. So, because it's really interesting to me that you didn't really disagree with the idea of rewarding for academic performance or behavior at school, but who did the rewarding?
Yeah, and that's my point. It's just who should be doing the rewarding.
And why?
I don't agree with the schools. The schools, you know, when I grew up, and I'm sure when you grew up, with the honor roll system and things like that, there was recognition.
Yeah, that's a good point. There is.
And I mean, I personally got to draw the line somewhere with where the schools get involved with the family life to a certain point, but
this isn't a family life. They're only giving credit or rewards for things that happen within the context of the school.
Yeah, I just don't agree with the schools doing it. I think
okay.
It's a family thing.
All right, I hear that.
Yeah, and can I comment on the other issue that you brought up?
Absolutely, go ahead.
I'm a father. I have two 30-some-year-old children with grandchildren.
Okay.
30 years in the military, and I'm a federal law enforcement officer. And what lesson are we teaching about integrity and honesty if the administrators are lying to them?
I agree with you. I think that one is much more controversial. And to a certain extent, you know, when I picked both of these articles out, the one I thought was probably going to make people unhappy was the bribing for grades. And the one that people were probably going to be on board about was the scaring the daylights out of the kids. And I have exactly the same take on the scaring the kids that you do, which is lying is lying. And when you get cops lying, parents lying, administrators lying, teachers lying, and sort of, I think the children are going to feel manipulated. And they're not lying about something minor. They're saying your friend died.
Yeah. There's no need to lie about it. There are enough actual cases.
Yep.
That they, like you said, I think it was called Signal 30 in the state of Ohio. It was a pretty gory high school accidents movie to scare us about prom time. And it was all real. It wasn't made up, and it wasn't lies.
And I can remember at some point in my high school experience, brother or sister, I think it was a sister, came and talked about, you know, their sister who'd been killed in a car accident. Not to mention Teen Angel. I mean, that's certainly a scary thing.
Oh, yeah.
Stalled upon the railroad track. You went running back. They found my high school ring clutched in your fingers tight. Yikes! All right. Tim, I got you. Thank you.
All right.
Beth, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi there. How are you today?
Good.
Good, good. I am the mother of two incredibly different children, a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. He is going into second and she into fourth. I think the reward for grades and behavior really does belong at home. The rewards that are given at school are the merit roll, the honor roll, privileges that are given by a teacher. At home, I think you have to assess, there's too many important things like, where does your child need to be motivated? My daughter struggles. My son academically does not. He is rewarded at home for putting himself out there. He's the youngest and smallest in his class, so he's going to get straight A's. What he needs to do is assert himself, speak up in class, and put himself out there.
Yeah.
What she needs to do is understand that the extra hours that she needs to put in studying will reward her with good grades, and we have to bribe her, if you will, until she gets that on her own.
Yeah, your point is well taken. And the other concern that I have about the school, and I do think it does have the advantage of kind of leveling the playing field. It sounds like you're a really involved, intuitive parent. The other problem I have about it, and is that I was always a good student, and I think it tends to reward, kids are already being rewarded to a certain extent, and I worry a little bit about that.
Absolutely, and I think
the rich get
things,
rich, and maybe the poor don't catch up as quickly.
Exactly, and different things are the motivating factor for children.
Yeah.
My daughter would much rather have her reward be a day at the park with the family.
Yeah.
My son wants to go to the store and get a Webkinz.
Yeah.
And we also had, my husband and I actually went to school together. We remember being frustrated as good students, the both of us, having our salutatorian be somebody who took 6 shop classes.
Yeah.
Not that there's not value in shop classes, but nonetheless, the kids who were getting B pluses in honors biology weren't getting the same reward.
Yeah.
So I do think if you leave it with the family, you can choose. You know, there's families out there who say,
what about the families that aren't quite as attuned as yours? Is there value in having the school system sort of take up some of the slack or not?
You know what? I don't think so. I really do think that the school systems, it's tried and true, the honor roll, the merit roll, and frankly, the attention you get, the good attention you get as a good student, I think is where it's going to be. We can't train our kids that you're going to get a lollipop for everything you do in life, because now in the business world, that doesn't happen. You're expected to come in, and you're
unless you're a CEO, and then you can really make a mess, and you'll get a major gold lollipop. But I think your point's well taken, Beth.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Danger. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
Well, absolutely. Judy, you're going to be pleased about this. I saw Oslo at the Lincoln Center at the Mitzi Newhouse. It's 3 hours, which everybody goes, two intermissions. It's moving to Broadway next season and is legitimately so. It stars Jennifer L. and Jefferson Mays. And Jefferson Mays is one of those actors that if you're outside of New York, you may not know who he is. But he won all sorts of awards for I Am My Own Wife. It was a terrific performance. I know, a little odd. He was wonderful in Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, which has done very well. But those are the two things that he's best known for, and he's wonderful in this. All right, the story is a terrific story. The idea, remember the photograph of Rabin and Arafat shaking hands at Camp David with Bill Clinton, right? Remember that? And there was also a documentary that was done a while ago about that event, specifically saying that Clinton got along much better with Arafat. He was a much more playful kind of personality than Rabin, who was kind of a old school, kind of tough guy. But it was a historic photograph. All right, now that was the PLO, which the world, not only Israel, but the world refused to acknowledge as a legitimate state. They viewed it as a terrorist organization. And Israel, which the Arab world refused to grant any legitimacy to because they said they'd taken their homeland. All right, so there was a front channel, which is not unusual in negotiations like this, of diplomats getting together and deciding on the table and who's going to come and what city it's going to be in. The reason it's called Oslo is, obviously, it took place in Oslo with two Norwegian diplomats who were husband and wife, and had basically were the back channel and worked on this over a period of months of getting the like they say in Hamilton, of being in the room where it happened. And the deal was, which is just fantastic, is that the husband, who's Jefferson Mays, says, I can't be involved in this. This would be considered treason, and it would be. And I'd known this because I saw The People versus Fritz Bauer, which I think comes out this week, which I'll tell you about, a very similar story of when you do back channels and the government denies any knowledge of it, the deniability means that you can literally go to prison, and treason is sometimes a capital offense. So these are very tricky kinds of things, and the way that they got around it, and they didn't get around it completely because it was very iffy, is who you tell what and when they know it. Sound familiar? All right, so the idea being that these guys, that they had two academicians from the representing the PLO and two Israelis, and they sent them in a room, and they said that the diplomats could not come in that room. It would only be those four people. But when they went outside the room, which is where the play takes place, they ate together, they drank together, they had they chatted, they were friends. And the political part had to happen in another room so these two diplomats could have deniability, and the four parties involved could negotiate what they needed to negotiate. It was actually, occurred from April 1992 to September 1993, so that's a year and a half, more, and there were breaks in it and whatever. It's terrific theater. I know it sounds like it's really going to be dry, and it's like watching Day of the Jackal, where you actually know what's going to happen, because we all are aware of the accord. But how it happens, and how it broke down, and how it didn't almost happen, and what the personalities were involved, it's terrific theater. And it's terrific because it's smart, it's terrific because it feels like it could be out of the headlines, it's terrific because the performances are wonderful, the story is great. And how do you get people who historically hate each other to decide that something's got to give if they're going to ever live in peace again? And it's as modern as today, because obviously things in the Middle East are not very safe right now. But for a while, it's an amazing story that it even happened. So I was coming home from it, and I think there was some reason why I was in a car service rather than the subway. I don't remember. Oh, I know. I had bought a bunch of stuff, and I was too heavy to carry. And it turns out that my cab driver was Israeli. And somehow the subject of this whole thing came up, and he said, you know, we can't negotiate it because God told us that was our land. And I said, but they feel exactly the same way. You can negotiate real estate. You can negotiate, okay, I'm going to move my fence 4 feet. But once both parties, and both parties feel it, and there have been numerous films about it, numerous documentaries about it, if you feel God gave it to you, you can't go against God's will, and therefore the issue is not Israel per se. The issue is Jerusalem. And it's just one of those things. And this cab driver, who was a fairly educated dude, living in the United States, spoke very good English, was born in Israel, and said, you know, you don't understand it. What have the Arabs done in the last 2,000 years? And I said, well, how about algebra to start with? And he said, okay, in the last 500 years. And I said, it's not a meritocracy about, well, if you do enough stuff, we'll give you a country. It's about trying to figure out a way to live together in a place that's holy for at least three religions. And he wasn't going to buy it. God gave it to me. So, what can I tell you? But Oslo is a terrific play and helps you understand how some people, and it wasn't the same people, because at one point they said, we're not dealing with low-level academics anymore. We want somebody in the government. I'm trying to think if I have, I think it's from this play that, how what do I have here, Manny? A minute and a half?
About a minute.
Okay. So the joke is, and even if you see the play, it's okay, that you've got somebody from Mossad, somebody from the CIA, and somebody from, I guess, the British Foreign Service, and they're all sort of, there's a rabbit, and they said, you know, the rabbit goes into the forest, and the Brits shoot at it, and nothing happens. The CIA burns the forest down, and Mossad says, leave it to me. And 15 minutes later, they come out with a guy, with a bear in a chokehold, and the bear says, okay, I'm a rabbit. You don't like that joke?
It's pretty good.
I thought it was a good joke.
It's pretty good.
It certainly is a joke that sort of looks at the world's population about how we look at various security services. All righty, 855-993-7569. Other theater reviews are at drjoy.com. I am the aforementioned Dr. Joy Brown.
The show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.